of shalom. But what does that mean? What is this Hebrew word shalom? In the New American Standard Version, in the little study notes, talks about a sense of wholeness, prosperity, and tranquility. It's a holistic peace, something that takes our whole being in all different aspects and brings God's peace to us. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says that you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast. So we find this peace in our God. So is Jesus the Prince of Peace to you and to I? And what does this mean for us? To get the whole breadth, and if you want, please open scripture there on your lap. Because we read in Isaiah 9, verse 6, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Verse 7, of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So maybe we can understand verse 6, the Prince of Peace, in the light of verse 7, where it talks about the breadth of this peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end from that time on and forever. The breadth of the peace that God brings to us is global. In Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4, we read this. He will judge between the nations, and he will settle disputes for many peoples. He will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. So here, there is this element of the end of war between nations, a global peace. Lauren read for us, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. A global peace, but a spiritual peace. And these are very profound words in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 13 to 18. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two, thus making peace. And in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him, we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. So Jesus came as this tiny baby to bring reconciliation between God and man, to bring peace between God and yourself and myself, to be the Prince of Peace in our lives. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to men on whom his favor rests. Do we know this peace this morning? The source of the peace, the breadth of the peace is global, but is also internal and spiritual. The source of the peace, the zeal of the Lord Almighty, will accomplish this in Isaiah 9. He is the source of our peace. In Micah 5, 4 and 5, and he will be their peace. In John 14, a beautiful little verse, after that little section from verses 1 to 6, do Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. But verse 27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. For you and I this morning, I suppose the big question is this. What does this look like in real terms? The Prince of Peace wants to bring peace to your life and my life. He wants to bring peace to the world. But what does that look like in real terms for you and I? And do we know this sense of peace this morning? It made me think about the story where Jesus tells the disciples to go across the lake, and he's in the boat sleeping. And we know the story well, and there's the storm that rages up in Galilee. And they, eventually the disciples, in the middle of the storm, waken Jesus and say, Master, do something, we're going to drown. And he steps up and he says in the authorized version, peace, be still. He speaks to the wind and the waves. Quiet, be still. But the storm that they're in, Jesus is there with them. And I think that's one of the things we have to understand this morning too, is that Jesus will not necessarily sprinkle the magic fairy dust and take troubles away, but he promises to be the Prince of Peace with us in those troubles. Again, in Psalm 46, that's the picture that is there also. So is Jesus saying to you this morning, quiet, be still, trust me as the Prince of Peace? John 14, 27 again, a peace that the world cannot give. The peace that Jesus gives to us is a different peace. How do we put our finger on it? Not so sure. But it's a peace that is beyond human understanding. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And if I was to ask for a show of hands this morning, how many of us have walked through difficult times and we could put our hand up to say that the peace of God has walked through us or walked with us through those times? I know when my younger sister passed away 16 years ago, there was a sense of God's peace in the midst of the pain. The pain was there and the pain was real. But it was like the Lord was there also saying, peace, be still. So what does this look like? That Jesus walks with us in the storms. But also this peace of soul, this peace that's deeply spiritual. Again, it just brought to mind the story of Legion, the man possessed by many demons. And he was this wild man that roamed the countryside. And yet in the story where he meets Jesus and Jesus deals with him ever so gently, but ever so firmly. And we read that he is sitting at Jesus' feet, dressed and in his right mind. And it was like the Lord brought peace to the depths of this man's soul. I remember way back, it was 1986, that I was on a field term from Belfast Bible College and spent 2 months in Jamaica. I just presage that by saying I had 1.5 days on the beach. So it was out in the sticks, it was in orphanages, it was difficult work, it wasn't a wee holiday. But at Mount Olivet Boys' Home, there was one day all the boys just all of a sudden ran up to the orphanage, up to the main house. And even the very dogs in the neighborhood ran up to the house and were and yelping. And I asked, Mr. Davis, what's going on? And he pointed. And away across kind of valley and onto the other hill, there was just this guy walking. And he said, I can't remember his name again, it's a long time ago, but he was a wild man who just ran about the place and was completely out of control. And it was even that the very dog seemed to sense something spiritual. And the kids were terrified and they came running to the house. And when I think of Legion, this is kind of the picture I have in my mind. This guy was out of control. Also reminds me of a chap in Sandy Row where I used to work. He was just known as Chimp. And these guys who were in and out of the drop-in center in the mission hall, who were fairly colorful characters, their little phrase was this: Gordy, he's on self-destruct. And they called him Chimp, and he was on self-destruct. One of his party tricks was to break a beer glass and eat it. He was out of control. Well, Legion is this kind of character. And he meets Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and he's dressed, sitting at his feet, dressed and in his right mind. And it's that the Lord has brought peace to his soul. It also makes me think of the story in Luke 19 as Jesus is approaching Jerusalem. And he talks about the fields that are white to harvest and all the people milling about. But we read then that he weeps over the city. And he says, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace. A peace that is in our hearts and in our souls and in our spirit. Again this morning, the question is begged for you and I: do we know this peace with God? I'm going to sing in a few moments, Jesus, your name, Prince of Peace, quiets my soul, treasures the least. In perfect rest, you will keep all whose hope is in you. Do you know this peace with God? That he will be your wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, your Prince of Peace. As we finish out 2015 and go into 2016, do you know this peace with God? Is it a reality in your life? You know the old gospel song, put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea. Can I invite you this morning to put your hand in the hand of the man who can bring peace to your soul, who will keep you in perfect peace because your mind is steadfast and you trust in him? As Paul writes in Colossians 3, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. So as we just consider God's word this morning, as we consider Jesus as the Prince of Peace, what are the implications for you? Just going to ask the band if they would jump up. And they're going to play over the first verse of Jesus, your name. And please just take this instrumental verse just as an opportunity to pray and just reflect on these things this morning. The breadth of God's peace is to be global, but the source of God's peace is he himself. He will be with us and walk through the storms with us and bring peace in the storms, maybe not necessarily take the storms away. But a first priority is this peace in your soul, that you're right with God, that you know this living relationship with him. So let's just sit quietly. We'll stand once we start to sing, but just as Robert leads us from the piano here in the band, just use this opportunity to respond to what the Lord may have said to you this morning, please.
just take a few moments now to continue to worship God with our morning offering.